Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back, dude, to another episode of the Yo, Yo, Yo podcast with Martin and Hooter.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Yo, Yo, Yo podcast. Dude, my fucking tongue failed me right there.
A little tongue twister.
Why'd that sound Boston-y?
Because I was talking like Meeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She has that Boston accent going on?
She just don't fuck with ours, that's all.
Still? Mm-hmm. Dude, now will she have to go to a speech doctor?
Yeah, no, she's gonna have to go to a P10 school soon, dude.
What? Or is that gonna resolve, or is it just fuck it?
No, I think eventually it'll go away. And it's funny because in Spanish she does use it.
The R?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So she's only got
an English thing.
So it's a bilingual speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy.
It's the weirdest thing.
And it's a hard R that she can pronounce?
Yeah, like she says, today is a corto day.
A corto day.
Yeah.
A short day.
Yeah. But
can she say Ramon?
I'm sure.
Or is it Wamon?
No. I don't know. But it's just weird. In English, she doesn't. And in Spanish, she does.
Un ramo de rosas?
I'm going to ask her.
Ramo de rosas. Anything R. Mm-hmm. Roberto.
Yeah.
What?
That gave me some us to write on these notes.
Oh, Roberto? or Meeks and her R's.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Hooter?
You know me, dude. Usually happy as fuck, but today all sad.
All sad.
All sad, bro. I feel LA as a whole is sad as fuck. Everybody's sad. And if you are in a certain age group, and you grew up in LA, dude, that shit, you're really sad, man. Fucking Kobe Bryant passed away, died in a helicopter crash. And as more news came out, the sadder the goddamn story got, dude. And it's a goddamn shame. He was so damn young, and so was his daughter. And the rest of the people on the helicopter, dude, I feel like because it's Kobe, like that full headline, the goddamn
tragedy.
List of names, you know? But, sure. Dude, everybody else's life on there, that's fucking brutal.
I was talking to Peter a little bit, and he was saying nobody else, like everybody else deserves the same attention. Mm-hmm. And I get it, but the difference is that, you know, those people, the other victims of the tragedy, and their life is just as valuable, obviously. But, you know, there's the people that knew them, the circle that knew them, right. They're impacted tremendously, I'm sure, you know. The difference with Kobe is not that his life was more valuable, but because he was such a public figure, international public figure,
yeah,
not just in LA, people felt more of a connection, you know. It's not, again, that they were devaluing the other lives, by no means, but there was more of a,
he just touched more lives, dude, than
way more personal connection. There's people that grew up with, like you just said before, when you started the conversation, you said if you're of a certain age, most millennial dudes that, or not just dudes, girls, guys, anybody who follows sports, Kobe was just, he
reigned supreme, dude.
He transcended the sport.
I was telling Pilla, dude, cause at first I didn't believe that shit. I was like, nah, dude, that shit's fake. And I think I was in such denial because this guy, if you're a certain age, he was your fucking superhero. And I was telling Priscilla, dude, like, I think that's why I didn't give a fuck about superheroes like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Fuck all those people, because that was my superhero, dude. He did it all. You know what I mean? And so, like, when the news first broke, you're like, nah, that shit ain't true, because, you know, it doesn't add up to his, you know, superhero history. Like, that's your fucking hero. That's not how shit ends for heroes. You know what I mean? And so when I first heard it, I was like, no, that shit's fake. And then I was fucking glued to my phone, dude, just refreshing. Because I was like, bro, only TMZ has this fucking story. That can't be the only source, bro. That can't. And I'm like, I'm not going to listen to it until somebody else comes. So more people started coming out with it. And I was like, what the fuck? And then a writer from the NBA, his name is Adrian Wojnarowski. He works for ESPN. And this fucking guy's locked in with all players. Like, when he says a trade is going down, you know it's really going down because this dude is so locked in. And when he tweeted it, I was like, fuck, that's it, dude. It's for reals. And then more news came out. And then fucking his daughter Gigi was with him. And it's like, holy fuck. Like, that is so sad. That was the saddest shit. And then, little by little, first it was five people. Then it was fucking more people. Then it was like, it just, the story kept coming out. And I was like, holy fuck, man. I just wish all of it would just come out. That way we could know everything. Everybody who was on the fucking helicopter. What exactly happened. And that way I could stop having to refresh my goddamn phone.
You know, yeah. The first thing I heard, it was four people, five mm-hmm. people. Then they said nine. When they mm-hmm. said nine, it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know how soon they knew that the kids were there. There was mm-hmm. three kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of those, like, when somebody gets, like, I remember when my great-grandmother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
My mom got a call, and it said, you know, tu mamá Teresa se enfermó, you know, she's sick.
Mm-hmm.
She got sick, you know, and then, like, it quickly then went from sick to she actually passed away. So they break the news a little bit slower,
yeah,
you know. I think the shock that Kobe died was just like a big slap to a lot of people.
For sure.
A big, not just because of the impact in the sports world, but just he's a young dude with, you know, all the fucking, you know, a whole future ahead. I mean, 41, as much as he's done up until that point, you realize after he's gone what a kid he actually still was, you know, mm-hmm, how young mm-hmm. he was still. And so I don't know, again, that they had the information readily available to just throw out Kobe died and so did his daughter is like, I think it soaked in. Once it soaked in that Kobe died, but then it just kept getting worse. You're right.
Dude,
it kept getting worse. I went to church that morning, and I went to a new church. I went to a church in Costa Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove from LA to Costa Mesa, which is in Orange County. And, you know, what's crazy, this is nuts, because the service started at 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we rolled on the 405 and we passed John Wayne Airport. Because mm-hmm. when you have to take the 55. And we passed through John Wayne Airport, which is where he took off from. Once we got to the church, right around 9-ish or something like that,
mm-hmm.
the address that I had put in was the wrong address. I had put in the street address, but I put Newport Beach. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be Costa Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
No reason to put Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe left Newport Beach, went to the John Wayne Airport and took off from there in the chopper. What's insane to me is I was right there in that area. And at first I'm like, what the fuck am I doing in Newport? And I didn't find out. You know, once I got home, Chicky goes, have you checked your phone? And I go, no. And then I looked and I had a text message from Tanya and a missed call. And she said, breaking news, Kobe died. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I go, and then she goes, I don't know if this is true, but everything is saying that Kobe Bryant died. I go, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
My first reaction was, get the fuck out of here.
Same.
I went on Twitter, and sure as shit, everything. Mamba out, yeah. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. Everything, like literally every single other trend was something Kobe related. And I was like numb,
mm-hmm.
fucking numb. All right. And then I turned on the news, and then I'm like, and they were talking about it on, I don't know if it was MSNBC or Fox
mm-hmm.
or CNN, one of those. And then I flipped it to ESPN2. and ESPN was covering it, I found myself getting choked up, you know, just that at all the stories, mm-hmm. all the personal stories. When the news came, because then they said, you know, all the kids were on.
Yeah. And,
but there was no confirmation, right? Yeah. And they were saying that was irresponsible reporting. Once it got confirmed that one of his daughters was with him, and the pictures started showing up with her playing basketball and all the pictures of them together and him teaching her the game, I got super choked up because then it became not just am I a fan of the Lakers and obviously Kobe, but as a parent, you know, all I saw was you and the Meeks. And that fucked with me so fucking hard, you know, because it's to not see all the parents that were on there. It was all sports related.
Yeah.
That camaraderie that happens between at that age, especially mm-hmm. at that mm-hmm. age, between the parents. You've got these dudes on an. I remember when you used to play t-ball and baseball over at Gibson,
mm-hmm.
Which is now
John Mendez
in Wilmington. There's a bond that happens with those parents, especially when you keep seeing them year after year mm-hmm. after year. Relationships start to build. You know, these people are on a chopper. You know, they on a helicopter. There's no way they didn't have close ties. That was a circle that probably made that ride a million times fucking before.
For sure.
It was that thought of. Holy fuck, you know, that's easily Hooter and Meeks. That's easily this parent and this kid, this parent mm-hmm. and that kid. And I found myself trying to fight back tears, you know, and I'm usually like just fucking, you know, trying to like, I'll start crying and then I'll kind of just, you know, do a little wipe or little fucking like, you know, like, oh, there's nothing going
open
on.
Open your eyes wide.
You know, yeah. You try to fight it. And yeah. I didn't try to fight it. I just let it come because I'm like, this is normal. This is a normal emotional feeling that it's okay to feel like this. You know, I don't have to pretend that this isn't affecting me. It affected me tremendously. And then you start hearing all the stories. There was this one dude who was like, yeah, I was a rookie. I forget the guy's name. Mm-hmm. He played like 1 year, you know, and he was saying I was a rookie and we were playing the Lakers. And I remember going into to practice right before I got got in there early. I got on the court early and Kobe was already out there and he was fucking just going and his moves, he was going balls out. The dude was just, it looked like he was in a game. He was going just as hard as he would in a game. Mm-hmm. And then I started, you know, practicing, you know, and I went hard for about a good hour or whatever long he went. Mm-hmm. And then he said, and once I was done, I sat down for about 10, 15 minutes and he was still going. He was still going and he was going just as hard as when I first got there. And he goes, and I left him and he was still going that hard. And he goes, at the end of the game, you know, he goes, I'm a freaking rookie. And I'm paraphrasing the story, obviously.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be that guy. Hey, Kobe, blah, 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 blah. But it impacted me so much that I said, hey, man. Your work ethic is incredible. I was in the gym earlier and he goes, yeah, he goes, he looked at me and he said, I did that for you. And he goes, and I was like, I'm a fucking rookie. Well, what are you talking about? You did it for me. And he goes, I wanted you to see that no matter how hard you work, you're not going to outwork me. I'm like, fuck that. It not only is that inspirational, but it shows what you need to succeed.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
That's what he embodied. Did, man. Yeah. And like everybody always says, you know, you got to have the mama mentality. Like the group of kids who did fucking, you know, watch him and look up to him and that was their hero. Like, that's what you're all about now. Like, you're like, it's so crazy because he made the standard so fucking high, like to where when other players don't play with a broken finger, like fucking pussy, Kobe would have done it. Like everything is Kobe would have done it. You know what I mean?
The shots with the busted Achilles.
Yeah, the free throws to still go out there. Bro, yeah. It's like, and sink them both. Like, it was so
that's insane.
Insane, dude. But that's what he did. Told you was the right way. And now everybody who doesn't do that, you're a fucking pussy. And that's how it's a crazy thing. I don't think it'll ever happen again, dude. I don't think there'll be another person that goes about it that way just because of the way society is right now. Like,
they were talking about the Olympic team, you know, once he started playing and how they'd be up by like fucking 30, 40 points and he's still in their grill playing defense, like just not letting up, not taking the fucking gas pedal.
No.
Or the foot off the fucking gas pedal, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know how balls deep he was with women in sports.
Oh, bro. That's what I was telling Priscilla, too. I was like, man, it's so fucking sad because the WNBA, mm-hmm. The women's college basketball, like, they were so happy with Kobe because he was making strides. And look, his daughter, the one that passed away with him, there was talks. She wanted to go to play in UConn, and UConn is like a powerhouse when it comes to women's basketball. And so she wanted to go there. And so she probably had another, I don't know, she was 13. So what, another
five years before she could even go.
Whatever. Yeah. So he wanted to make it to where, and he had the platform to do it to where by the time she got there, dude, you know,
there'd be way more attention, way more resources for women's sports.
I would have watched Gigi's fucking college games and WNBA games. I've never seen
maybe her high school games.
Her for sure, dude. Like LeBron's son, his shit's getting fucking crazy attention. I mean, he's on a team with Dwayne Wade's son and him, which mm-hmm. is fucking insane. But they're getting on ESPN and stuff. You don't think fucking Gianna Bryant wouldn't be on ESPN, dude?
Mambacita.
She's fucking Mambacita. And that was the other thing, bro. Even with this motherfucker not playing, I was still trying to be like this fool. He was coaching his daughter. I want to coach my daughter. He fucking called his daughter Mambacita. I fucking posted just the other
Mixita.
Day.
Mixita.
I said my little Mambacita because she fucking made all those buckets. Like, dude, it was... Man, this fucking guy. And dude... People went out. People showed up. Dude, they went to Staples Center. Some dude was like, bro, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I just fucking came to Staples. And, bro, there was a sea of people, bro. It was so crazy how many people fucking just looked up to this fucking guy. But that's what 20 years with the same team and bringing home fucking 5 championships within those years. And even when he wasn't bringing home championships, he was fucking dropping 81, outscoring the Mavericks in 3 quarters. Like, it was fucking crazy. He had kids fucking thinking in middle school, like, you could go to the league after high school. Like, that's what kind of dreams he'd give people because he made it
seem effortless.
Not effortless, but
if you... Obtainable. If you put in the work, you too can get it. But you got to put in the fucking work.
Yeah.
But like I said, I didn't realize just how, like, they were talking about in the future. Like, they were looking
Gianna.
As like a future star in the WNBA. Oh, yeah. Like college, yeah. You know, she's going to go play. But they were already looking far ahead this chick is going to be the face NBA.
She was going
to. And they were talking about Kobe maybe even being commissioner of the WNBA. Like,
I could have seen that,
too. And I didn't really, like I had no idea how balls deep he was. But it makes sense. He has nothing but daughters.
4 daughters. He was, you know? He was on the women's soccer team before all this shit about, like, oh, yeah, they need to pay the same. Like, when, you know how everybody now
we
is
got
rah,
on,
rah, rah?
We got on board. I got on board, what, a year or two ago?
Yeah, dude, he was on it. Way before. He's always been such a, like,
advocate.
Yeah, on women's shit.
And so, like, when they went and saw his, did you see his last favorite tweets?
No, I didn't.
All women's sports.
Tight.
which is like, he was about it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, let me just do FaceTime and see what I can get out of this. No, he was legit involved in retweeting and reliking and liking women's stuff, women's sports, WNBA and college basketball. There was a girl from Oregon, I think.
Yeah.
Who
they were close friends, dude. That's what I'm saying, man. He'd bring all these chicks who are just fucking monsters in their sport, and he'd have them work out with them. He'd bring them.
That chick had a triple double and didn't know that she had a triple double. Mm-hmm. And so he liked that. So and so you're looking at this were his last favorite tweets, and you're like, dude was about it. It wasn't lip service. It wasn't FaceTime. It wasn't any of that shit. So, listen. I know you're going to talk more about Kobe on Could Have Gone Pro. I just don't see it. I don't see how we could come in here and not talk a little bit about the dude. He was bigger than the Lakers.
Yeah, for sure. You know? For sure, dude.
Rest in peace, not just to Kobe and Gianna, but everybody who was on that, you know, on that helicopter. And their families, like, I just that their reality today is just like everything else that they thought mattered is like the fuck out of here with that. Just leave me the fuck alone with that.
I started thinking like that, and I fucking hate that it takes death to make me feel that way, dude.
To give you perspective.
Yes, dude. It takes like death or a fucking crazy accident, or it always takes something fucking insane for you to think, oh fuck, all this shit doesn't matter. I fucking hate it, dude. I hate it.
That's the only way that you learn as a human. That's the only way that you evolve as a human. You have to experience things in order to they say that without tears, laughter don't mean shit, and without laughter, tears don't mean shit. Yeah, sometimes you laugh so hard that you cry. Sometimes you cry so hard that you laugh. So they're pretty much intertwined in the balance of life, you know. But yeah, dude, like I said, I found myself getting choked up a lot. And it's like, oh, he was an athlete. He was this, he was that. He was a fucking human being with a fucking family, who doesn't, you know, that poor woman, his wife,
yeah,
you know, she's going to have to bury, a husband and a daughter. The emotional fucking scarring that's gonna happen to that to the other sisters.
Yeah.
Well, the baby, you know, she's not gonna know, but the oldest daughter, and then it's just fucking brutal. Insane. It's insane, man.
Even that fucking news anchor on ESPN, he was like, dude, if you have a grudge with somebody, if you're sad with somebody, if you're mad at somebody, let that shit go. And he said, and I know I just cursed. I'm sorry about that. And it was live. And the other dude on the other side was like, dude, don't worry about it. It's all good. And he was like, it doesn't matter. Let it go. Just let all of that stuff go. And it's so true, dude. It is so true. If you got some shit on your chest, fucking fire it off, dude. Because you don't know. You never know. I mean, the fucking guy was 41. Also, the daughter was 13. You don't know when your time's up, dude. And it doesn't fucking matter how old you are or what race you are. And I know this is super cliche, but dude, it's not just like people think, oh, well, your parents. No, bro. It's your kids. It's your fucking whatever. If you got some shit to say, or you need to get some shit off your chest, or you need to say sorry, or you need to fucking make amends with somebody, you gotta fucking do it. It doesn't matter what their age is, man. You gotta fucking make it happen, because you never know.
It's people that you give a fuck about, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so insane how yeah, you're right. It takes a tragedy to realize how unimportant some of everything that shit is. Yeah.
Most shit.
Again, rest in peace to everybody involved in the tragedy. Much love to and to every Angelino, everybody in Los Angeles. Fucking much love to everybody.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think it's definitely brought the city together.
Yeah, dude, for sure. Everybody's talking about it. And like even yesterday, dude, I was driving to Whittier, and you could just see it in everybody's cars, dude. And it was kind of like a gloomy day. Like everything about yesterday was just so fucking sad. The Grammys,
yeah,
sad, everything.
Yeah,
but everybody just came together. I was at, oh, like I said, I think I already said this, but I was at the barbershop today, and some dude was in there, and he was like, bro, I went to Staples, and he was like, bro, it was fucking insane. Everybody was chanting Kobe. Mm-hmm. Everybody was singing, like drinking, just, he was like, it was insane. And it's like, bro, while that was going on, the fucking Grammys, one of the biggest fucking, you know,
events
of the year was going on. Like, and dude, they were like, dude, Staples Center was like, please don't come, bro. Like, the Grammys is already crazy. Nobody gave a fuck.
You're not going to tell all those people not to call you out of your fucking mind?
Bro, they flipped cars when fucking the Lakers won championships. Right? Yeah, you don't think they're going to go over there?
It was LA Live. I saw the you know, part of me wanted to go. I had two shows last night. Mm-hmm. So, I you know, obviously I couldn't. But did you see the Grammys?
I did. I watched the opening of it.
Are you current with the music?
Some, but not enough.
Did you see the chick that swept the best album?
Who swept? Billie?
Billie Eilish. Eilish?
Eilish. Yeah.
Eilish, yeah. You familiar with her shit?
Some of it.
You're a
fan? Honestly, I didn't know she looked like that.
Okay.
And even when they first were like interviewing her, I was like, who the fuck is this chick? And then everybody's like, oh, Billie Eilish. And I was like, oh, who's Billie Eilish? And then they started naming the songs. I was like, wait a minute, she fucking sings all those songs? And they're like, yeah. And I said, oh, fuck, who knew?
I knew who she was.
Really?
Yeah. Because Naomi is a fan. Mm. You know, and she's at that, she's what, 12? Yeah. So, you know, for Christmas she wanted the t-shirt. She has a beanie. She's got all the stuff that she wants to dress like Billie Eilish, and I think a lot of kids do.
Yeah,
you know, she, like, I remember I told Chiki one time, I said, who is this chick, this bitch? She goes, oh, I'll play you one of the songs. And I heard the song and I'm like, ah, turn that shit off. You know, like, you know me. And then I'm going through the winners, and I'm like, what the fuck? This chick fucking, it's got all these goddamn awards. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck, dude? And then I'm like, hey, this is the. She goes, I go. I don't think I've ever heard her music. And she goes, I played you her music.
No, you didn't.
And you know, I go, you did? Yeah. And you said, turn that shit off. I don't like it. And so I'm in bed listening to her songs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this chick's pretty fucking good. Oh,
you see?
I don't know. I it's so hard for me, and I gotta start being better about it. It's hard to give people things a chance, you know, because I'm so stuck in the shit that I know and in the shit that I like. That it's like, you know, it's so easy to shit on things before you even give them a full chance. Mm-hmm. And I need to get better about that, because I feel that I'm cheating.
You're losing out. Yeah.
I'm losing out. I'm losing out on some great art.
Good stuff. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. So props to fucking Billie
Eilish.
Eilish. Yep. Yeah. You do Pop-Tarts toasted?
Nah, dude, I don't do Pop-Tarts.
You don't do Pop-Tarts?
No. I remember wanting to do Pop-Tarts. Mm-hmm. And my mom never hooked me up with fucking Pop-Tarts. I remember two things she never hooked me up with, dude. And I'm still fucking butthurt about it as an adult. And one of them was Lunchables.
The other one was a dad. Nice.
Oh! Damn, that was good as fuck.
You know I love you, fucker.
God, that was funny. Damn, that was good. Lunchables.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted a fucking Lunchable, dude. Mm-hmm. And she always said, bro, you eat like a man. This fucking, a few crackers and a slice of cheese isn't going to do anything for you. What? You would need to take three Lunchables, bro. Yeah. But I just thought it was the fucking coolest thing, you know?
It was a Lunchable.
It was a Lunchable.
Here, meanwhile, you got a triple-decker goddamn fucking club sandwich in your lunch pack.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't want this.
Yeah. And she never got me fucking Lunchables, and she never got me Pop-Tarts. I don't know what the... why? I don't know why.
You got full with Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, dude. That was it. I mean, well,
and plus it's sugar and GMOs and fucking corn syrup and all that shit.
Yeah.
As a kid, of course, we couldn't afford no goddamn Pop-Tarts, so we didn't have no Pop-Tarts. I'd see the commercials, and I would think it was the fucking advertising for those fucking Pop-Tarts is through the fucking roof. They're fucking great, you know? Mm-hmm. And as an adult, I did buy them. Remember when I lived with Tim?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have some there because I'd go to, back then it was before Big Lots, it was called Pick and Save.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go to Pick and Save and they'd have Pop-Tarts for like a dollar or some shit like that. So I'd buy boxes of the fucking strawberry. Well, it's not strawberry and fucking blueberry. It's none of that shit. But I would eat the fucking Pop-Tarts and I would eat them cold. I wouldn't toast them.
The times that I did, I wouldn't toast.
No.
No,
I just. What's a toast gonna do?
Yeah, I never.
Yeah.
Even the people that would is like, bro, what, why?
What a. Yeah, dude.
Speaking of not getting full, dude, I fucking took everybody to. We went to Norm's the other day for breakfast. Yeah, dude, it's my favorite.
That's so funny. We were just talking about fucking Norm's, and I said, "Hooter likes some Norm's."
Dude, I fucking. I'll tell you something right now.
It might have been the day you went.
I fucking love Norm's, bro. I love Norm's, right? Uh-huh. And maybe a few months back, I took Mateito, and this fool, I got him a kid's plate, but he didn't, like, he pretty much ate my plate, right? So I was like, okay, dude, not this time, bro. I got the lumberjack breakfast.
Wait, is it a lumberjack? Is that what it's called?
I got myself one, yeah.
I thought the lumberjack was at Denny's.
No, the lumberjack is universal.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the one that you're thinking of at Norm's is the bigger, better breakfast. And that is two of everything. So you get two pancakes, two sausage, two bacon, two eggs, and hash browns, right?
No toast.
No, no toast. You could sub the pancakes for toast, but, I mean, who's going to do that? So I got Mateito that.
Jesus.
Oh, and it comes with ham.
What kind of eggs? How did he do his eggs?
Scrambled.
He likes scrambled?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been doing them fucking sunny side up for his ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But I let the yolk cook, and he fucking tears up the yolk.
That motherfucker, bro. He I was like, here you go, dude, right? And Priscilla got the same thing as him. And then Micah, I got that for little kids one. And then Meeks, I just gave her... because everybody got fucking pancakes, right?
Right, so you just made a pancake platter.
Yeah, I was like, here's two fucking pancakes, right? She had trouble finishing that. She was like, oh, I'm stuffed after one and a half, right? Talking about, did I do good? I eat two. That was a big pancake, Pops. It's like, motherfucker, your son just, or your fucking brother just ate a whole goddamn pig. Dude, what are you talking about? So Mateo, dude, you don't hear a fucking peep out of this guy. He's just mowing shit down, right? And I forget to... slice up his ham.
Oh no.
He doesn't give a fuck, bro. He just grabs this motherfucker and starts taking bites out of it, right? I'm like, god damn, this fucking savage, right? So we're all eating and this fool just mows all his shit down. He's done. And I look and I'm like, god damn, this fool, right?
A few pancakes minutes, and all?
Everything. He only had one pancake because I gave a few to Mike and then I gave a few to Meeks.
Uh-huh.
And a few minutes passed by and he's like, Pops. I was like, what's up? Me too, fool. And I'm like, well, yeah, motherfucker.
I am so glad you said that. I thought you were going to say me hungry. I'm like, what the fuck, yo? I thought that monkey wanted more. Anyway, keep going.
No, dude. And he fucking ate. Literally, the hash browns, I split. I gave half to Mike and he kept the other half. But bro, for the most part, he fucking ate way too much, right? So he says, Pops, me too, fool.
And he had a whole pancake?
Yeah.
And a whole pancake, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, ham, and half a hash brown.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, yeah, son, you fucking, you ate a lot. And he said, Mi panza hurts. I'm like, all right, well, fucking lay down, motherfucker. We're in the booth, right? I'm like, fucking lay down, dude. I said, he lays down, right? And everybody's still eating. Pops, me still too full. And I'm like, bro, what do you want me to do? You fucking ate too much, guy, right? So he's fucking like just moaning and groaning, right? And he's like, okay, me have to go to the restroom. And we're fucking eating, and I'm like, God damn it. I was like, son, you can't hold it. Me have to go to the restroom. So he fucking goes, and dude, this fucking kid exploded in the restroom, bro. He fucking exploded, dude.
What do you mean exploded?
Bro, he shit his brains out, dude. His brains, dude. This fucking guy, like, that's what he meant when he was like,
diarrhea?
No, he just fucking blew this bitch up, bro. Like, man shit, dude. And he was like, that's what he meant when he was like, no, Pops, me gotta go to the restroom. I'm like, fucking A, dude. And, bro, after that, he was floored, dude. He couldn't talk. He couldn't fucking move. He was just he could barely keep his eyelids open, dude. He was just fucking out, bro. He was out. And I was like, man, oh, this God. Fucking guy, how are you? You're fucking,
yeah, he can eat. You know, for your birthday party,
mm-hmm.
your little birthday bash that you had,
yeah,
they had all your favorites out,
yeah, my 29 quinceañera, so señera, my 29 señera,
all your favorites were on deck,
yeah.
There was cinnamon rolls, donuts, yeah, chicharrones, chorizo, hot Cheetos.
Yeah, all my favorites, dude.
Coffee. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't eaten that day. And I had gone to church and smoked an ungodly amount of weed.
Like, I love how that's your go-to, by the way.
What's that?
And I haven't eaten that day. Whenever you fucking tear it up, you're like, oh, well, you know, I haven't eaten all day, Hooter.
I hadn't eaten all day, Hooter. So all I had at that point was a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I showed up to the fucking, and I didn't have hardly any water. I had one cup of coffee, maybe one glass of water. And then I had, in the time that I was there at your bash, I had fucking chorizo. Tacos,
mm-hmm.
two cups of coffee, two big cups of coffee on top of the other cup of coffee that I'd had.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started fucking up cinnamon rolls. Then there was a box of donuts.
Not only was he fucking up cinnamon rolls, bro, but when he picked up one, like there was icing left on the tray, this fool would take a bite of the fucking cinnamon roll and then try to scoop up the icing on the fucking tray and take another bite. And I'm like, bro, just eat the tops like fucking beaks, dude.
And I had there was a box of donuts, so I start fucking up donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty full at that
point. Bro, my dad got a fucking donut, right? And then Priscilla hit him up and she was like, hey, let's split that. He was like, no, there's more donuts over there in the box. Go fucking look. And she was like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Your own fucking donut.
No, go get, look, I mas, you told her. And she was like, well, God damn, all right, dude.
Well, I mean, I know she wanted her own donut. She was trying to be polite, so I did that for her
better. Yeah.
And just when I thought, you know, I'm done, the Nina breaks out hot Cheetos with cream cheese or some sour cream. And there was some cream cheese at some point. And also there was chicharrones. There was these goddamn flavored chicharrones of
from
some
Costco,
sort.
From Costco, dude. They were fucking good.
Dude, I don't ever want to see those chicharrones again as long as I live. So I'm tearing up chicharrones. I'm tearing up hot Cheetos. I'm tearing up cream cheese. I'm tearing up fucking sour cream.
Donuts.
Dude. And then I'm picking at donuts here because, you know, Micah or Mateo, I don't know which one, was fucking eating like half of one and shit. So I'd eat the other half. I went to fucking town hard. That was Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, because the other day, the next day was MLK.
I was a fucking mess. I was wrecked on Monday. I was so fucking wrecked. I was in the bathroom all day. Mm-hmm. It was hard for me. Like, I'd get up and I'd be dizzy. Literally dizzy. I couldn't drink anything. I didn't want to eat anything. I was nauseous. My stomach was fucking hurting. And I'm like, well, I got food poisoning, you know?
Yeah.
I must have gotten food poisoning. Yeah. And so I'm throwing up. I'm shitting all day. Mm-hmm. And it's just runs. And it's just a ton. And I'm like, oh, this goddamn food poisoning. You know, maybe the chorizo was out for too long. Might have fucked me up. I don't know what happened. And around 6 in the evening, I started throwing up. And I'm talking, not to get gross and gross people out, but it was one of those where you just open your mouth and it's like projectile. Yikes. It's just shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting. And it was dark. It was ugly. It was scary, like scary. And I would just open my mouth and it would fly out of me. And then after I threw up, I felt a little better. I think I threw up a few times, mm-hmm. like 4 or 5 fucking times. Enough so that for the next 5 days, it felt like I did abs, like serious abs. Ugh. And I was like, the next day, I didn't eat shit. I think I might have had a soup or something. I don't even think I had a soup. I don't know what. I might have had toast. And I didn't want anything. I didn't want to eat anything. I didn't want to see anything. I think Tuesday, I was just like recovering from that craziness. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, I think I went and did the Paramount over there with Rafa. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I was still hurting, you know? And I remember everybody was drinking. Oh, I saw you there.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody was drinking. And I didn't want, like, just the thought of a drink. Ugh. Was like, no, I haven't drank.
That's brutal.
I haven't drank in a week because that's how fucking scarred I was. We came in here to do some sketches on Thursday, mm-hmm. and I started telling Chris, you know, how I was recovering from this really bad food poisoning. And he goes, oh, you had food poisoning? I go, yeah. And he goes, what you have? And so I start telling him all the shit that I had. And he's like, dude, I don't know that that's food poisoning. That's just a bunch of shitty stuff. It was just a bunch of shit that you ate. And your body was like, fuck you, and got rid of it. That doesn't sound like food poisoning.
That's you poisoning yourself, motherfucker.
That's fucking Martine poisoning, yeah, right, bro, there, right? And I'm like, and then it hit me. I'm like, this whole time, I'm like convinced, oh, it must be food poisoning. Has nothing to do with all these goddamn Cheetos and sour creams and fucking chicharrones and motherfucking donuts and fucking icicle fucking cinnamon rolls.
Ugh.
Yeah, dude, it was. I literally was like, I didn't want anything. I didn't want anything. And then every once in a while, Chiki keeps those cup of noodles at home. And I don't fuck with cup of noodle. I like, if I'm going to eat ramen, I like to go to a ramen place.
Right.
So I really don't fuck with them. Mm-hmm. But I knew they were there. And I needed sodium. And I know those motherfuckers are loaded with sodium. I needed something to fucking, you know, just kind of help me. I was put dehydrated, you know? Yeah. And so I started eating that, I think the third day or something like that. And then I think my first meal was on Thursday night. I had a full blown meal.
That's fucking rough, dude.
I had In-N-Out.
It's fucking
I didn't do the fries animal.
Oh,
style.
Okay.
Bro, I realize, man, dude, like, I can't, like, you're not just I. Nobody can, and nobody should eat nothing but junk. Like,
no.
Like, I'm too old. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, not that it was ever accepted. Even when I was young, it wasn't, like, good. But now it's even double whammy.
Yeah. Even the boys, like, when we go over to the Nina's house and it's somebody's birthday, like, since everybody just kind of gives them, like, if somebody grabs a cookie or grabs a cupcake or grabs a piece of cake, like, they'll take a bite. And then if my kids are there, they'll just give them stuff. And it's like, bro, the next day, they're fucking hurting, dude. Not to that point, mm-hmm. but, bro, they are. It fucks them up.
I love my sisters because they do go out of their way to spoil everybody mm-hmm. with goodies, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, to an extent, I try to do the same thing. Like, if I like to have desserts and things. Like, if people come over, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to eat and shit. But I think my dad did it a lot. You know, he would bring... He would go to the hostess outlet out in San Pedro, mm-hmm. and on Wednesdays they would black label things. They would put a black marker through things that were about to expire, mm-hmm. so you could buy one get one free or fucking
some sort of
50% off. It was like always super cheap. So he'd come home with like fucking ding dongs and Twinkies and those, you know, those fruit pies that aren't fruit pies. It's just fucking sugar pies. Mm-hmm. Those little personal like mm-hmm. apples mm-hmm. and lemon and cherry and
those apple ones are off the hook, dude.
You like them?
Yeah,
with I'm the a green big fan. Wrapper.
Yep.
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I had one. To be honest, don't look at me. I promise you, I'll fuck up an apple fritter. don't get me wrong, but those pies. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been when I was on the road with Gabe early on. We used to get stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, but
and they're so cheap.
Dude, like a quarter? Well, I don't know if they're a quarter.
But. Last time I bought one, they were 89 cents, I think.
Still?
Yeah. I haven't had one in a really long time.
To be honest, I'd probably eat, if I had my choice, I'd eat a lemon one or a cherry one because they remind me of my dad. Mm. I think the apple one's a little too pumpkin spice latte-ish. Kind of soft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
mm-hmm. Honestly, dude, I haven't eaten hot Cheetos in a while, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I one time, dude, they fucked me up so bad, bro.
The hot Cheetos?
Yeah, and I was like, oh fuck. When I try to, you know, make it seem like if it wasn't the hot Cheetos, I fucking ate it again and it fucked me up even worse. And I'm like, all right, dude, that's it. I'm done with hot Cheetos, and I've never touched hot Cheetos since.
They're so goddamn good.
I'm going on like maybe, I don't know, probably like 2 years or something.
Stop.
No, I'm serious, dude. It fucked me up.
Well, hot they Cheetos. Fucked me up hard enough this last time that I don't know that I'll ever be able to fuck with them again.
Yeah.
Only because I You're was scarred. So fucking, dude, it was miserable. And to be honest, I'm just now able to like cough.
Ugh.
And it doesn't hurt.
Like, that's the worst, dude.
When you're sitting there and you got to cough and you can't cough because your abs hurt.
You're like trying to brace yourself for that fucking cough.
You're holding yourself. Yep, you get up and it hurts. It was just fucking brutal, dude. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your cumpleaños was a success. You know, you had all your favorites there, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know. I can't believe you haven't fucked with hot Cheetos.
Yeah, man. It fucked me up, bro.
Yeah.
And it's to the point where I'm scarred now. Like, it's not
worth the pain. I used to really, really like the cheddar jalapeno.
Yeah, yeah. I'll still fuck up chips. Don't get me wrong. It's just hot Cheetos specifically. They'll tear me up, bro. And I don't do it no more.
I had heartburn. I had everything. It was just, like I said, I can't be eating like that, dude. I just can't. And it just, you know, but it was your birthday. I don't want
Because
you custom made that menu, right? Like they hit you. I think I was on that group text where they said, Hooter, what list 10 things that you like. And we'll try to get them all here.
Yeah, dude.
And, yeah.
I take Miki to school.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, we're, because she likes fucking 102.7. That's her station, right? And that's where Ryan's Roses comes out. And every once in a while, dude, like, I don't want her to listen to Ryan's Roses because it's just a bunch of fucking nonsense for no reason, right? Like, why does she need to hear fucking people cheating? You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking crazy talk. But there's days where, like, especially the Could Have Gone Pro days where I'm thinking about what I'm going to say in my head, right? On the drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I zone out. I forget what's even on the radio. And last week on one of the mornings, fucking Ryan's Roses was on. And I was zoned the fuck out. Like, I was listening to it, but it was just, it's weird because I hear what's on the radio and I'm thinking about what I'm going to say on Could Have Gone Pro. And I know Miki's in the back seat, but it's just, I don't put it all together to where I'm like, fucking change this. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's this chick who she says she has a Ring. You know those cameras that are in your front door?
Yes.
And they alert you on your phone. So she says that her husband took it off because he said he needed to charge it and that it went off when she was at work and that she heard a lady in high heels, right? And they have hardwood so that she couldn't see the lady, but she got an alert on the phone and she was able to hear the high heels and her going upstairs. And then she heard her husband say, be right up, right? And then when she got out of work, she went back to go look at the Ring, but he had deleted whatever went down. So I realized what was going on. I was like, oh fuck. So I changed it. And then Minx is like, Pops. And I'm like, what's up? Put it back to the commercial. She thought it was a commercial because they were talking, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I played stupid. I was like, well, what are you talking about? She's like, go back to where it was on the radio. And I was like, oh, you mean this one? And I knew it wasn't that one. Right? She's like, no, not that one. So I put it back. She's like, yeah, 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 good one right there. So they went to music, right? So they went to music and then they came back and they fucking hit up the dude and they're like, hey, what happened? And he's fucking denying, right? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Nothing happened. There was no lady. There was no high heels, right? So then Meeks is in the back. She's like, what happened to the lady? And I was like, Jesus, fuck. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, how'd she get upstairs? And then I was like, what? Yeah, like, if he doesn't know what happened, what happened? Did she use a ladder or something? Like, is there a balcony up there? Why did she go upstairs?
The veranda?
Bro, I fucking died laughing because I'm like, this is so awesome because she has no fucking clue. She probably thinks it's like some scary story or something. Like, yeah, what happened to the fucking lady with the heels? You know what, yeah, I mean?
She has no idea. She, like, has no idea. Well, the guy says nobody, yes, was there. What are you talking about?
Right, right.
He's not lying, obviously. Why would that even cross her fucking mind?
She's like, what happened? Was there no lady? Was there a lady? I thought she saw it. And then I'm like, fuck, who knows, Meeks? And she was like, I wonder why she even had to go upstairs. Maybe they need to go on the roof, or maybe they needed to take down Christmas lights. Like, all these innocent things were going in on her fucking head, right?
In her head, yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus, it kind of made me happy, right? Because I'm like, that's great. I'm glad that she doesn't know, you know, cheating and fucking this dude's lying and shit. And we pulled up to the school. All right, Meeks, have a good day. And you could still, like, she walked out without her fucking backpack. And I'm like, Meeks, you're back. And then she's like, oh, yeah. So she got her back. She's like, man, I wonder how that lady got up. It was still stuck in her head, dude, for like the next few days. She was like, man, Pops, I still wonder how the lady got up there. I'm like, Jesus, fuck. But it was fucking hilarious.
That's fucking crazy. That, you know, it's so, like, when you're innocent like that and you don't know shit, you know, it's, and you best, just take everything at face value. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad said, you know, yeah, whatever the fuck they say, is gold. And then you get older and you realize that this full of shit.
Ah, this piece of shit. Men are trash.
Men are trash. Speaking of men are trash.
Who's on the hit list this week?
What the? I don't know. Everybody dunking their balls in soy sauce.
What, dude?
All right. So apparently on TikTok, everybody's dipping their balls in soy sauce because testicles have taste buds. And they're trying to taste the taste bud. They're trying to taste the soy sauce with their nutsack. I didn't know this was a fucking thing.
And that's the TikTok video?
That's
nuts and soy sauce?
I think so. Nuts and soy sauce. You know what? I read it and I was like, I'm not going to go look for nuts and soy sauce.
I think I'd try it before I go look at the videos.
You would try dunking your nuts
yeah.
In soy sauce.
Before watching a bunch of fucking nuts get dunked.
In soy sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with your generation.
It's the challenge generation, dude.
You motherfuckers.
You just need to end something with the challenge, and then everybody fucking does it.
The nutsack soy sauce challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, all I could think of when I'm listening to that is like, you motherfuckers have created a bunch of different, like this challenge, but to dunk your fucking nutsack in soy sauce, like sushi? You know what I mean? It's like fucking sushi balls with a little goddamn fucking.
All that's missing is a little wasabi, Bobby.
A little wasabi. Bro. And the fact that you said I would dunk my balls in soy sauce.
Before going to look at nuts.
Even fucking looking at whatever. Even if you don't look or you do, nothing in my being makes me say I want to dunk my fucking nuts in soy sauce.
When you read your nuts could fucking taste soy sauce, that didn't cross your mind?
No. Oh, shit,
let me see.
Fuck no. No fucking way. Bro.
I can't wait to get home.
You're going to dunk them in soy sauce.
I'm going to dunk them.
You're not going to dunk
them. I'm a dunker.
You're not going to dunk them.
I mean, I'll dunk one. See what's up, dude? What if you can? That's awesome. Isn't it?
If there's a taste bud down there?
Yeah. I guess you would have never know because, I mean, there's nothing to taste down there.
What if...
Oh. Like, you would never know until you try it.
I don't... Dude, look. I still remember the first time I heard the term ball koozie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I always wanted to try a ball koozie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you dunk your fucking balls in warm water and somebody blows bubbles through a straw, you know, and it gives that jacuzzi feeling on your fucking balls. That I would try.
Well, yeah, that's awesome.
You know, like a spa.
Yeah, a little spa. That should be a spa treatment. Yeah.
Little fucking, you know, ball koozie treatment.
Mm-hmm,
but fucking soy sauce, dude.
I don't know. That's just... I can't believe people are putting their nuts on TikTok, dude. I mean, it's one thing to try it, but it's another thing to be like, oh,
well, I don't know if they're putting the video. Yeah. I don't know if they're putting the fucking video of them actually doing the nothing, but are doing it. They're doing the fucking chingadera.
That's wild.
Yeah. I did some basic ass shit. Did the fucking, you know, Dolly Parton challenge the other day.
Yeah, I saw that. That was very basic.
That was very basic. And then everybody, like, I see people doing it, and they're doing different, like, they're different shit. Like, MySpace, blah, 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 right, blah, blah, right, right. blah, 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 Grindr, blah, 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 yada, yada, you know? And I'm like, no, that's not what it is. It's a Dolly Parton challenge.
Oh, no.
What?
So, Grandpa.
I know. Like, it has to be this way.
You guys are doing it wrong.
You guys are doing it wrong, you fucking monkeys.
It wasn't Grindr? That's funny. Dude, I watched this movie, bro.
Uh-huh.
Man, it was so fucking hilarious. And now, here's the deal. It's not that it was a good movie, right? It wasn't like a fucking Oscar-winning movie. It's not like there was any great acting. It's not like, you know, it was none of those things. but it made me laugh my dick off. Okay. And it was called Good Boys. And it's about these kids who fucking have, like, they say bad words. They fucking are just, you know, it's about kids in middle school. And it shows pretty much like what they know, what they think they know, you know, and it is fucking hilarious, dude. Like, if you're a fan of Superbad, and what was the cartoon of the groceries?
Sausage Party.
Yeah,
Sausage Party.
So if you're a fan of Superbad and Sausage Party, you're gonna be a fan of this fucking movie, dude.
And it's called Good Boys.
Yeah. Oh fuck, dude. It kind of took you back to when you were a teenage boy like that, mm-hmm. like just so confused, but thinking you knew everything, right? Like about sex and shit. Like, I remember, bro, I think it was like in second grade, dude. And I remember all the boys in my class would make, on one hand, their, like they put a okay sign, right? Mm-hmm, with their hand. Mm-hmm. And then with the other, with one finger, they'd go like this, right? And yeah. they'd be like, oh, that girl over there, I want to do this to her, right? And then I was like, the fuck is that, bro, right? Like, you want her to put your fucking finger like this? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you going to get out of that, right? So then this fucking kid pulls me aside, right? And he's like, no, bro, that's not what we're talking about. And he says, the chick gets her boob, and then it opens, and that's where you put your dick in. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, right?
This guy's dropping knowledge.
Yeah. And I think it was like second grade, right? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. He was like, yeah, dude, that's how you do sex. And I'm like, well, fuck, I want to do sex too, bro. Like, if some chick's going to show me her boob and I could get in her boob, yeah, let's fucking do
this.
That's
how you do sex.
Yeah, bro. And I remember thinking that. And that's what it took me back to, bro. Like, you don't know shit, right? And then somebody tells you, and that's what you fucking get
that's
out of
reality.
Yeah, that's your fucking, oh, well, that's fucking sex, dude. Yep. And then you don't learn until you say that to someone else who does know, and they're like, the fuck you talking about? Dude, nobody's boob opens. What the fuck? You out of your fucking mind? And then they fucking break it down to you, and you're like, oh, fuck, I used to think. But that's what this movie reminds you of, dude. Like, when all the stupid shit that you heard, you know?
Kind
of
like, what's the Big Mouth? Where it's such a fucking confusing, the teenage years are so fucking
confusing,
and everything is magnified, and there's a shit ton of hormones showing up, and it's everything's the end of the world, everything is devastating, everybody knows, and the end of the day, nobody gives a fuck. And I think that's what, you know, the older you start getting, you start realizing, man, stay in your fucking lane, do your shit. And because there's people that worry about whatever, because there are some people that worry about what everybody else is doing. And it's like, who gives a fuck? Live your goddamn life. Stay in your fucking lane and have a goddamn blast, bro. Yep. You know, when and it's so easy to feed into shit, you know, when people call and say, hey, man, did you see blah, 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 blah. And you're just like, you know what, man? Let them live. Let them fucking live, yo. Fuck it.
For the most part, I try to go that route.
What's that?
Let them live. Yeah, but there's sometimes people do some stupid ass shit, and I can't wait to tell motherfuckers, dude.
Like this dumb motherfucker.
Look it. Did you see this dumb motherfucker?
It's a lot of dumb motherfuckers, I realize, too. There's a lot of dumb motherfuckers.
Too many.
And in this day and age, if you're a dumb motherfucker, you'll make it evident to everybody that you're a dumb motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, dude, you're going to get blasted.
Just
bro.
Run your mouth and people realize, oh, this is a dumb motherfucker.
This motherfucker is this dumb.
Dumb fuck. Anyway, dude, I wanted fucking, you know, just soup. You know, just to comfort my fucking panza. Had Indian food the other day. I'm a big fucking fan, Hooter.
There's certain people, dude, that are just,
you
know.
You don't like it?
I it's cool, but it's not my first option.
Have you had, like, a lot of it?
I've had it maybe 3-4 times
now.
Yeah,
that's not enough, I don't think. I think you, once you go to like a really good spot and you're just like, oh shit, and just experience all the flavors. You know what I made? Banana bread. You know, my famous banana bread. And I've been experimenting with different types of fucking recipes for my banana bread.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, this last one.
Nailed it.
So moist. Mm-hmm. So fucking good. And Naomi ate the majority of it because it was in the middle of my fucking struggles with my stomach. Like, I might have had one goddamn piece. Typically, I would have had the whole goddamn bread.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start fucking with it more, like banana strawberry bread and shit like that.
Oh, you're going to remix.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm going to make some and I'm going to bring some. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some with coffee next week.
Yeah. You know? That'll be tight. Yeah, of course.
Are you watching your figure?
I am. And it's not going the way I want it to go. So okay. That's awesome, dude. I don't even know what to do anymore, bro. Like, I want to make the change and it's just.
What is it for you? Is it lack of exercise, poor eating habits, time management?
You know what happens, dude? It's time. I don't have the time to fucking, like, and I'm not about the meal prep, dude. That's not me. And it disgusts me. And I don't even have a fucking, I don't own a microwave. And the problem is I fucking keep going, keep running it until I'm fucking starving. And then when I'm starving, I don't have the patience
to wait.
And I'm like, fuck it. And I just start eating shit, dude. Eating
ravishing.
Yes, man. And then and it's like, well, it's fucked. And it's over, dude. But I do think it's a time thing. And it's partially my fault because if I were to just wake up early, have something, it's all good. I wouldn't be fucking starving. You know what I mean? If I wouldn't push it to where, like, I always say, like, oh, I'll just eat in a little bit. I'll just eat later. Then next thing you know, I'm fucking hungry, grouchy, and I'm just like, fuck. And I just stuff my face with whatever. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix that. Who knows?
Well,
I think I'm going to try to wake up earlier, dude.
Aren't you already waking up early as well?
Right now, I'm waking up right before 6.
That's pretty early.
Yeah, but I want to wake up at 5.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I saw you, I thought you had lost weight, you know, and I did say to you that you look slimmer,
mm-hmm. Which is weird.
But then, because your shirt is so loose,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I felt like, oh, this motherfucker lost some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, I heard you were talking to, I think you were talking to Renee. I overheard you say that it's a 2X.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a fucking minute, dude. You filled out that 2X, dude.
I love how you say first that the fucking shirt's loose and I look thinner. But then loose. The second okay, you find wait, out it's wait, a 2X, wait, oh, bro, you filled that bitch up.
Hold her. Let me finish. It looks loose for being an XL. If it was an XL and it felt you loose, because I was under the impression this motherfucker's rocking an XL. Look at him making strides.
Swimming.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you're losing fucking weight. When I found out it was a 2, I'm like, well, that's not loose at all. That fits good.
No, dude,
you're filling it up. Which is, how do you have a lot of 2Xs?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
I have maybe 3 or 4. Here's where I'm at, dude. I'm too small for a 2X, but too big for an XL, and I'm not gonna keep eating to fucking have a 2X fit me well. Right? I want to fucking go back to the X.
You're a tweener.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to what? What are you laughing at?
Mm-mm.
You're not a tweener?
No, let's hear it.
I got to where I was filling out a 2X,
mm-hmm.
And I could easily have jumped to a 3. Easily. And that's when I was like, oh, fuck this shit.
Enough's enough.
And then I went back to an XL. And now I can do some XLs, but some of them are way too tight.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on what kind of cut it is, obviously. If it's an athletic cut, I'm fucked. Yeah. It's going to be too tight.
Yeah.
But there's some XLs that I can fuck with. I can fuck with 2X, and it's still a little loosey-goosey, but I'm closer to fitting a double X than I am an XL. And now, like, for so long I've been an XL that people hook me up with XLs and shit. And I'm like, fuck, this ain't gonna fucking fit, yo. And I really need to rein it in and get back to an XL. I don't need to get to a large. I almost got to a large at one point, and there's no need for me to be in a large.
Yeah.
At an XL, I can exist comfortably in an XL, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need it to be tight.
Right.
Yeah, so are you going to continue to buy more 2Xs?
No.
Or you're going to try to go back to the XL?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Something's got to give, bro. I got to figure something out. But I think waking up early is going to help, dude. Because you just... Also, I noticed if I wake up before my kids, I'm way less grouchy. If I get waken up by these fucks, oh, dude, the first 30 minutes of waking up, I'm just in a super shitty bad mood.
So you got to beat them to the punch.
I got to beat them.
You got to get up, get fucking all fucking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and then go wake their ass up.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to jump on their fucking heads, dude. Assholes, bro.
They jump on your head literally?
Fucking Mateo, bro. I do not understand why he tries to balance on the fucking headboard. The fucking sun's not even up. What are you doing in my room, guy? And then he fucks up because his balance sucks nuts and fucking sure as shit, boom, lands on either me or Pilla. And bro,
it hurt.
There's been times where I could fucking... Dude, one time, bro, this fool landed right on my head, like just nasty, nasty style. And I fucking got up. Sorry, Pop, motherfucker. I grabbed this fool and I almost fucking launched his ass. And I was like, you know what? This fool, this is going to end bad. I'll fucking throw him through a wall, bro. And I fucking put his ass down and he couldn't believe his eyes. He was like... He fucking was able to breathe again. He got color in his face again. I'm like, motherfucker, you're lucky, bro. That fool just ran out of my room, dude. Ran. And then he didn't fuck with us for a long time. And then he gets brave again. And this fool fucking...
Holy shit.
It's like, but what the fuck are you doing, dude? Why? What's the point? Fucking... You have your own headboard. Go fucking balance on your own headboard. What the fuck you need mine for?
Oh, my God. That's fucking crazy.
Dude, I watch these 30 for 30s because I have a ESPN Plus.
Uh-huh.
And it's those documentaries about, you know, different sports like the Broke. Remember we watched Broke?
Mm-hmm.
So they have a Ric Flair one, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not even big on wrestling, dude. It was such a good documentary. This fucking guy, I didn't realize how much of a fucking... The man he was.
Ric Flair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a fucking partier, dude.
Oh, all those wrestlers were fucking savage partiers, dude.
Bro, he said that he went to the doctor. And also, this fucking doc has been out for like 5 years, so there's no spoiler alert here.
Yeah.
He went to the doctor.
Is he talking about times in the 80s, 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bro, they asked him, how many women do you think you've been with? He said, easily more than 10,000. And they're like, what? He was like, I'd be with 4 or 5 at the same time each night. And everybody's like, what the fuck
are you talking about?
Yeah. So this one goes to the doctor, right? And they're like, all right, man. So what's your average, blah, 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 blah. And they said, how many drinks do you have? And then he says, I have about 10 beers and then 6
shots
and then a few cocktails. And then they're like, a week. And he's like, a day. And the fucking doctor looked at him. He's like, no fucking way. And he's like, yeah. Like, he didn't know
that wasn't.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. And dude, they said, like, other wrestlers that were around, mm-hmm. they were like, bro, this fucking guy would party and the very next day wrestle for an hour. Like, he wasn't hurting. It was just... they said it was fucking insane to see, dude.
Well, didn't they say the same thing about Babe Ruth?
I don't know.
That he used to get loaded as fuck, show up hungover, and then smash home runs?
They said the same. I watched the Dennis Rodman one, and same thing.
I mean, Daryl Strawberry,
he'd get Steve home, Howe. Fucked up, like blacked out. Who? Sleep for 2 hours, go to practice, Dennis Rodman.
Oh.
And they said that he'd run, he'd out-practice everybody. Like, how? Fucking insane, dude. These guys are freaks.
Because I can party and I can hang, but
the next day, dude, I'm worthless.
I'm not fucking going to go out there and give you fucking a goddamn wrestling match.
Bro, I could barely stand up the next day, dude.
You fucking
I could
crazy.
Barely get out of bed and fucking get my balance.
I want to give a quick shout out to Narciso. What's Narciso's last name?
The fuck? Gonzalez.
Narciso Gonzalez did his show the other day. Mm-hmm. Funny, fucking great crowd. And then the Paramount. Was that the Ice House last night?
Mm-hmm.
With Felipe's working out his 1 hour that he's recording in Spanish this week.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that motherfucker is funny. He's fucking funny. I just wanted to give him a quick shout out because I'd never seen him do his Spanish set.
Mm.
And, you know, I've talked to him in Spanish before. His Spanish is shaky at best. So mm-hmm. I was expecting to hear like a lot of broken Spanish, a lot of pocho shit.
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, this motherfucker has been working his ass off because he pretty much went through that set. Of course, there were some words that were kind of fucked up, but mm-hmm. for the most part, for a 1 hour set,
mm-hmm.
that shit was pretty fucking tight. Not only is it funny, but it's grammatically correct,
damn.
You know, which is pretty fucking goddamn impressive for most Mexican Americans, because most Mexican Americans, I pride myself in the fact that I can be fluent in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
pretty goddamn close to fluent, you know. But most Mexican Americans lose the language. It's one of the first things to go. The food stays forever, but the language mm-hmm. is the one thing that's one of the first to go. The Catholicism sticks around. There's motherfuckers, you know, 4 or 5 generations, they're still doing the sign of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anybody that can keep both languages, fucking big props. If you do speak Spanish, check out No Te Asustes on all podcast platforms, where it's me and Pinche Peter Loaiza doing Spanish fucking, you know,
mm-hmm.
wackiness, just like we do here.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up on 200 episodes.
Dude.
I feel like 100 was just yesterday. And I remember getting to that milestone, that 100th episode. And there's something that you're just like, holy fuck, we're about to hit 100. That mm-hmm. those triple digits is just a little something. Like you realize we had the discipline to stick this out. This mm-hmm. this is fucking badass. There's a lot of there's 10 podcasts that started today, mm-hmm. 100 maybe, and you know half of them are gonna be done in today.
Yeah,
you know, and there's so to stick it out and do it is great, and the fact that you guys are still listening to us almost 200 episodes later fucking means a lot. So thank you so much for fucking tuning in to the Yo podcast. It really the fact that you've kept us fucking going for almost 200 episodes is pretty goddamn
yeah.
Thank
dude.
You, thank for you, sure. Thank you. I can't say thank you enough. Yeah, I mean, here's to fucking as many more as we can fucking keep on fucking cranking out, man. You guys keep listening to them. We'll keep fucking showing up and putting them the fuck out there.
Hell yeah.
You got anything else?
Yeah. They just moved the Lakers Clippers game. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but they're going to move it to a later date. Wow. That's crazy.
That makes sense though.
Yeah,
because it's the emotions are still very raw, and they're gonna be raw for a long time.
Hell yeah,
they're gonna have to. They're not gonna have to, but I'm pretty sure there's gonna be something for Kobe in LA.
Yeah, dude. If Nipsey's was as big as his was. Correct. Dude, I can't imagine the Kobe shit.
Yeah.
This week, dude, we're going to put Meeks in a cheerleading camp.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she it is pretty cool though. She's done it before and she's going to do it again this time. It's a week-long camp, but then at the end of the week they
was it the thing that she did with Leanne?
Yeah. So she's doing it. Leanne is going to hopefully coach her because that's what the high school that we're going to put her into. And also she has a little friend who she goes to school with now in a kindergarten class, and they're both going to do it. So it should be tight. And at first she said, oh, hell no, I don't want to do it. But which is weird because she'd been saying that she wanted to do it. And then when it was down to do it, like when it was time to do it, she was like, oh, no, maybe not. But then her little friend signed up too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this week. And we'll see what happens. So I want to just fucking get her in a bunch of different shit because I feel like I kind of, like, since I enjoy basketball, I push it a lot, you know what I mean? And I feel that she wants to do it, but more because how much I like it. But I realize that that's not fair, you know? Like, in every sport, I'm going to try to put as much effort as I do with the basketball thing. That way, she's not picking a sport based off of my energy towards it. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Like, well, this motherfucker just shows.
That's really mature of you.
The most love towards basketball. So that's what I'm going to stick with. Like, no, I want, no matter what she's doing, I want to.
She's actually really good at basketball.
Yeah, I know, which is fucked up because I'm like, oh, fuck, I kind of want to hold back. But even though I was like, instead of holding
she's
back,
really good.
I'm going to, as much love as I put for the basketball, I'm going to put with all the other things that she does, no matter what she does.
She's just naturally athletic, though, because when she swang and she hit that when you were pitching, as shocked as she was, that's pretty fucking, that's all natural instinct right there. You know what I mean? It's not like she's been training to hit, you know? I think that, I think it's good to take that approach, but I don't think that you should hold back from push, especially if she's good. I think we're going to put you in this camp and we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to do this. I think that's a little overkill. And I think that's where people start losing interest when it becomes a chore. And I think that you do it because you want them to succeed and you want to give them the tools.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a balance, man. Because there's so many, especially, and I learned it when you were going to, when you were playing at Sonora, a lot of those kids had come from, you know, a position where their parents had been pushing it on them for their whole life, to the point where they were just like, fuck man, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's not fun for them anymore. And so there's, you know, and again, you're trying to do what's best because it's like, well, look, the more tools you have, the higher chances are that you're going to get a scholarship, that you're going to do this. Don't you want to go play college
exactly,
ball?
Exactly, exactly.
Fuck, dude, no, I don't. I just want to make sculptures, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, but I wouldn't hold back. I just wouldn't make it a chore for her.
Yeah.
You know, but I whatever you can fucking teach her, I fucking teach her, dude, because she's naturally, like, she's good. She's fucking good at soccer, you know, and she's good at basketball. Cheer, you know, I mean, look, cheer is a competitive sport. I'm not dismissing cheer in by no means. Okay. It's just been traditionally a girl sport, you know. Even when guys did it back in the day, it was always frowned upon, you know. It's like, what are you, fucking gay, bro?
You're gay, bro?
You know, and there's a lot of male cheerleaders, you know. There's a lot of fucking male cheerleaders. And cheer, dude, it's fucking huge. Like, when I went to some of Leanne's competitions, and you realize the work that they put on, it's like an athlete. It's not like, it is an athletic fucking thing. super fucking competitive, super intense. Look, El Cheer Dad, his whole family is in cheer, you know, and he's a cheer dad. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of cheer moms and cheer dads, just like there's soccer moms. There's cheer moms.
Yeah.
You know, so it just, for me, the history of it and traditionally what it's been categorized is as is like, I'm not a big fan of it, but by the same token, I do respect it.
I'm looking at it as like, she's played baseball, soccer, and basketball, and all those are pretty like, you got to kind of, not that you don't need to show effort in cheerleading, but those are kind of really physical and fucking like, you got to push your weight around, you know?
Aggressive.
Aggressive, very aggressive. And you got to fucking get in there and you get knocked down and you got to get your ass up. And so I think this is a cool little change of pace.
It's a little bit more
an escape.
And it's fun.
Yeah,
it's just you're out there cheering.
Yeah,
you're not. You're still competing, but it's a different it's type a different, of competition.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's not that you know, player on player.
Yeah,
you know where you
fucking
gotta,
kill like, or be killed.
Yeah, let me fucking let me box your ass out.
Yeah,
you know. So, but that's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, she looked like she enjoyed it the last time.
Yeah, it did. So hopefully we'll see.
Yeah. All right. You'll be sitting in the stands having hot Cheetos.
I'll be El Cheer Dad.
I was going to tell you, dude. I was driving the other day, and it was passed by one of the Mexican seafood places.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot who the fuck I was with. And they said, yeah, they got a soup there. It's called Levanta Muertos.
Fuck.
You know? And I was like, fuck, man. That soup is called Raise the Dead. Like levanta, like when you're so hungover and you need to be fucking raised, this is what the fuck you eat, you know. Some of it call it vuelve a la vida. Mm-hmm. They call their soup. You gotta have some balls to say my soup is gonna bring you back to life.
Mm-hmm.
This shit's gonna bring you back from the fucking dead. Like what are they putting in this fucking soup? What, is this fucking steroids in this motherfucker? Is there HGH in this motherfucker? Like, what? How dare you call it Levanta Muertos?
That shit's wild.
What?
That's heavy, man.
Yeah. Somebody went to the Carnitas El Momo and tagged us on fucking Twitter.
Nice.
Yep. They said it's fucking bomb. I really want to go
check. Dude, I want to take you. When you hit me up and you said that when you watched that video, I was like, bro, for sure. I wanted to take you. Maybe next week or something.
Yeah, I'm down. Just like you took me to the lights.
That's true, dude.
Now you're looking at me like, see, now you know how it feels when I was little, motherfucker.
No, yeah, dude, that's fucking hilarious. And then hopefully we could get that full on the podcast, dude.
The Carnitas, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fucking fantastic. Rockin' Pins, don't forget there's a Martin Moreno collectible pin, rockinpins.com. Also, we still have some beanies left. I know there's still cold weather all over the place. Hit us up on the DMs. The website should be up fucking soon. We changed servers, so the website's been fucking inoperable. It's in transition, rather. So right now, the way is social media is where you can find out all the information at Martin Comic, at Hooter Moreno. Don't forget to check out Could Have Gone Pro with Hooter Moreno on Instagram and No Te Asustes podcast. Again, thank you guys for fucking tuning in. Much fucking love to all you motherfuckers.
Peace. I think I can only drive it just a little.